How's everything going, Elise?
Oh, it's going great over here, Everett. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. It's amazing to see your music's really taking off with Never Have I Ever that we're going to hear in just a little bit. And hard to believe, I don't even remember how many years ago it was. I'm not sure if I actually met you that night or not, but I saw you opening for like Kira and David James, Nice Horse, down at Rockin' Horse in Toronto. So it's amazing to see your career just take off right now.
Thank you. Yeah, that was Canadian Music Week. And I feel like that was the start of the momentum in my career was around that time. And I've been doing this for a while. I feel like the journey of an artist is never overnight. It's kind of like the school of hard knocks. So I come from Peterborough. So I've been doing music forever. And it was that moment that kind of like was part of one of my first break. So that's cool that you mentioned that. And yeah, it's come a long way even since then. I would say, I don't know how long ago that was now, maybe 6 or 7 years ago or something, maybe less, maybe six or
five,
seven.
Five or six, so it I
was,
think.
Yeah. So it's like, it seems like since then there was a bit of a turning point, and then this momentum just kept growing. And then during the pandemic, when things shut down, I was really able to commit all of my time into music, make it a full-time thing. And my music started to really blow up online. And now we're here doing all the things, and the snowball just keeps moving, and now we have this radio impact, so it's all really cool.
So like you said, you're from Peterborough, so was it just something about the Peterborough area that just got you into music? Are you from a musical family?
Well, they say that there's something in the water in Peterborough because there's a lot of music creators that come out of the area, but my mom was an at-home hobby songwriter that I feel like really influenced me growing up. As a kid, I used to think it was so cool to be able to express yourself through songwriting that way. So I've been songwriting really since I was, I guess, a child. And that's probably how I first started to get into things. And I've just always been so drawn to music and knew I wanted it to be a part of my life in some way. But it was probably around high school when I realized that I could actually make a career out of this because I had met my very first mentor in my hometown, who happened to be a hit songwriter. He spent a lot of time in Nashville, has written hits for Gretchen Wilson, all kinds of people. So I landed this cool opportunity and an amazing opportunity so early on. So I think if it wasn't for him so early on, and having that guidance, I'm not sure if I would be at the same place today. So I knew, yeah, that I wanted to be in music. I just didn't know how. So that kind of led me down the path.
Now, you've had success with Country Music Ontario. Is that something that just really pushes you when you start getting recognized at a provincial level, that going, okay, I've kind of got to this level, now I got to really up it to try to make it more on a national scale?
Yes, I've been on the other side of the audience for many years at the CMA Ontario, and I always thought one day I would love to be on that stage, and it would be so cool to perform there and accept an award. So when it happened for me in 2023 there, that's definitely one of my bucket list highlight moments. And it was kind of like that pinch me moment of thinking back to where I was young in the industry, green, and to where I'm at now and just how far I've come. And it showed me that I'm one of those artists that I looked up to at that time. And it keeps pushing me to want to do more, and just to know that the industry and my peers all believed in me enough to give me that opportunity. It shows me I'm doing all the right things, and you never expect these things, but it's a really good feeling when it happens. And it definitely gives you that push to keep going and just take this as far as I can. I want to go as far as I can internationally, whatever I can do with my music and make an impact.
So is there plans to relocate down to Nashville like a number of Canadians have, or is it just make the trips when you can go down there and do some songwriting and then pop back up here to Canada?
So Nashville has been a part of my career since the beginning. I've been going back and forth as a songwriter and developing over the years, and I always thought one day I would like to move there. So now it's starting to look like a reality, but I will never leave Canada behind. It's going to be always a back and forth situation, but it's just the more and more I'm there, especially now I'm having to be there a lot more. So it's looking like that would be the next step over the next year. And there's so many, as you say, Canadian friends that are already there. We're becoming a little Canada in Nashville. So it makes the move easy as well.
So, I mean, now let's find out about the song we're going to play here right quick. Never Have I Ever, obviously a very, very popular drinking game. Is that
That's
how
right.
that one came about? Were you just playing it one day? And then, because this was co-written with Jason Blaine, like, how did this song all come about with you writing it with Jason and it being based around that drinking game?
So I've always thought that that drinking game was so much fun growing up. Just, I have so many memories of that with my friends. And Jason Blaine and I had got together at his family home in Nashville. And that day I was playing around with this idea of Never Have I Ever and just kind of putting a spin on it and turning this drinking song into a love song. And so we did that. It came together pretty quickly, and we knew it was special that day. We wrote it a couple of years ago, so I've been holding off on releasing it until the right time, and now is better than ever. And drinking game turn love song. It's about a couple spilling their truths and feeling a type of way that they never felt before, and it's super fun, upbeat, and I hope that when people hear it, they want to sing along. And yeah, it's a special one, and I know that it's getting a lot of great feedback right now, so that's awesome. Jason and I are super proud of it.
So what makes somebody hold off on a song for that long and not have it necessarily get lost in the shuffle of newer songs you write or just newer songs that become the opportunity for you to cut?
So we had created a demo that day. Jason Blaine had put together a stellar demo, and I feel like that really sold it to the team. And it was around the time that I was applying for funding with Creative BC and I was pitching my project. So all of that takes time just to get the funding behind things. And then my producer, Dan Swinimer, got behind it. And we made some trips to make vocals happen. And then it's the process of, okay, when is the right time to put it out to radio and market everything? And funny enough, weird how these things happen as songwriters, but Brett Kissel had come out with a song called Never Have I Ever the year that I was thinking of releasing mine. So we were like, okay, probably not great timing to have two out at the same time with the same title, even though they are very different from each other, but same title. So we're like, okay, we'll wait a year. We'll create some buzz. We'll create some momentum. And then I think it was the right choice because, you know, it's become my 2024 breakout song at the top of the year. So it's weird how these things happen and timing always is meant to be.
So what are the big plans for the rest of the year? Are we going to see an EP, an album, just a lot more just singles? Do you have any big touring ideas or anything kind of planned out? I know it's early in the year, but
all of the above. Yeah, all of the above, all of the stuff. Definitely continue to write a ton. I love writing songs for myself, but also for other writers and artists. I kind of blended the two words together. But yeah, I love when they cut my music as well. It's so fun to be a part of other people's projects. And creating a new music video. We have a tour coming for the summertime, and there will be new music coming down the pipeline. So all of the things, I'm so excited to be back making music, releasing music.
Well, the song is absolutely amazing. And like I said before, it's so amazing to, you know, see from when I first became aware of you when you were opening on a 4-act card to now starting to blow up the charts. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Elise.
Of course. And thank you so much for your support. And yeah, thanks for letting me know that you were there that night. That's so cool that you've been part of the journey too. And yeah, it's that for a full circle moment that now we're chatting here. So thank you for the support and for you all listening.